Okay, let's do another interesting shavuot of Zobristi. We know one of the things that we don't do during the 3 weeks is get married. So the halacha is to not get married, maybe let's do a marriage kasha. Mati was planning a bar mitzvah reception. Excuse me, not a marriage, it's a bar mitzvah. Mati was planning a bar mitzvah reception for his eldest son. Mati hired a guy named Menachem, who was a very talented musician. They were expecting 300 guests. Mati, the day before the bar mitzvah, he met his cousin named Izzy. And Izzy told him that, you know, he's very excited for the bar mitzvah, and he told him that, you know, he happens to be a very accomplished guitarist and vocalist, and he told him that he had no problem playing at the bar mitzvah free of charge. Mati was embarrassed to tell Izzy that he had forgotten about him and hired Menachem. So he told him to come, no problem, very good, and then he told himself in his head that he'll work it out with Menachem. Mati calls up Menachem and says, listen, we have someone else. It was the day before the bar mitzvah. Menachem is very sympathetic, but he informed Mati that he would still have to pay the entire fee, because at the end of the day, you can't just cancel on the day before. Because if Mati would have canceled earlier, Menachem could have accepted a different job. One day's notice is not enough for a musician. Mati understood Menachem's position, but he was not convinced that he had to pay the entire fee. They both agreed that they would go to a Rav Stein the day after Bar Mitzvah to determine how much Mati had to pay. Comes the Bar Mitzvah, says Rav Zorbisin and the Kasha, then only 9 guests came to the actual Simcha where Izzy performed. And with the Bar Mitzvah boy, there was only 10 people there. It turns out that there was a big gadol died. He passed away. And the fact is, most of Mati's guests, the Bar Mitzvah Baal Simcha's guests, weren't even able to attend. And they even went to the funeral procession. And Mati himself, Menachem himself probably would have gone also. So what happened was, Mati and Menachem now meet at the Rav's house the next day. And Mati now had a new claim to exempt himself from paying the original orchestra, Menachem's fee. He says, even if Mati had not canceled the musician earlier, Menachem would not have been able to attend since there was no way for him to travel to the hall. There was crazy traffic in Eretz Yisrael, and everyone was going to the Levaya, you couldn't get through. Therefore, why should Mati, the Baal Simcha, have to pay Menachem just because he canceled Menachem's booking in advance of this development? Is Mati right? So, Rav Zilberstein writes, and he says, the halacha is, in Hilchos Shulchan Aruch, Chosha Mishpat, Simin Shin Lamin Gimel, Sev Beis, very, very simple. There are two halachas, there are two principles in the halachas of hiring a worker. One, when one hires a worker, and at the same time he was hired, he could have found employment elsewhere, and subsequently the worker is informed that his services are not needed. But by that time, it was too late for him to find employment elsewhere. The halacha is the employer must pay the worker's wage as he is responsible for causing the worker a loss. He could have found work elsewhere, and you cancel on him too late, you have to pay. You have to pay. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, the would-be employer only has to pay the wage of an idle worker, but he does not have to pay the price that they originally agreed upon. So he doesn't have to pay him the original price, but you have to pay the amount that he could have made, the average price. The worker would have been willing to deduct a certain amount, and there's actually a pin that says that's half the amount of the worker's wage. The second halacha that's also brought down, it's brought down by the Taz, also over there in the Shulchan Aruch, Mechosh and Mishpat, Shinam and Gimel Beis, that if the worker is unable to work because of prevailing circumstances, such as whether unforeseen or not, such as a traffic jam, the employer does not have to pay the worker at all. An exception to this rule would be if the employer was aware that the circumstance may arise and the worker was not. In this case, says Rav Zilberstein, Mati's cancellation should have obligated him to pay Menachem as much as a worker who is excused from working should be paid. At the end of the day, he canceled him too late. However, the fact that Menachem would have been prevented from performing in any event would seem even more so to help Mati, because it did not cause Menachem any loss, since even if Mati had not canceled, Menachem would not have been able to perform, and he would not have been paid. Says Rav Zorbasi, this is actually a machlok between the Ramah and the Shara Mishpat. The Ramah and the Chosha Mishpat, the Simon after Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Alf, the Ramah rules that as soon as the employer breached his contract, you are obligated to pay. You breach the contract, you're obligated to pay. Regardless of the consequences, regardless of what was going to happen or not, that would make the unemployment feasible. Right? Rather, whether they had a traffic jam or not, the Ramah says, you breached the agreement, you have to pay up. The Shara Mishpat says no. He says it maintains that there's no reason for the employer to pay for a job that would have been canceled in any event. So the Shara Mishpat, at the end of the day, says if there's going to be a traffic jam, Mati, the Baal Simcha, doesn't have to pay. Says Rav Zorbasin, in Mati's case, perhaps even the Ramah would agree that he's exempt from paying. The Ramah only spoke about a case in which the worker is prepared to perform the job of which he was hired. In our case, Menachem himself would not have wanted to have come in such a sad time, when everyone was in tears and mourning, and there'd be such a traffic jam. Menachem himself would have preferred to join the tremendous entourage itself. Menachem, the Baal Tokeya, the orchestra, would have gone to the celebration itself, and it'd be no problem. Says that, and then Rav Zerbersin says, I asked my brother Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We agreed to all the above, but added that regardless of that reasoning, regardless of the two halachas of Shulchan Aruch, when one hires a worker at the same time, he could have hired someone else, and then you cancel on him, you have to pay him, whether or not it's half or not. Or the second thing, that if prevailing circumstances come in, the employer doesn't have to pay at all. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, those are all true, but since Mati was holding the money, and Mati was the Baal Simcha, the burden of proof, right? The burden of proof is upon Menachem, and the halacha, therefore, is Mati is not required to pay. But whether or not we have to pay or not, when it comes down to the Hilchos Bein HaMetzarim, it's a time to be able to go above and beyond. And when it comes to Ben Adam HaChavero, we have to make sure that our Ben Adam HaChavero is above and beyond. We know that from the Yerushalmi, that every year the Beis HaMikdash isn't destroyed, it isn't rebuilt as if it was destroyed. Not meaning that it was destroyed 1,000 years ago, meaning it was rebuilt this morning, and if we don't rebuild it every night, it's considered as if destroyed tonight, says Rav Asher Weiss. So we should be zocha to be very careful in our Ben Adam HaChavero. If we do this, we'll be zocha to have the Binyan Bayis Shlishi Bezer Hashem.